Shalom uvracha to all. Welcome back to the OU All Parsha app. This week's Parsha is Parshas Bahar. We are coming close to the end of Sefer Vayikra. Parshas Bahar introduces, well not introduces, I shouldn't use that word. Parshas Bahar gives us details and commands us regarding the mitzvah of Shemitah, the seventh sabbatical year when the land of Israel lies fallow. Of course, this is a very classic quintessence mitzvah de oraisa. Hatzliya Ba'aretz, a mitzvah that takes place only in the Holy Land of Israel. We also learn about the Yovel year, 7 times 7 cycles of Shemitah, 7 years times 7 times. Will bring us to the 49th year, which is Shemitah, the 50th year, which is the Jubilee year. All the land goes back to its ancestral heritage. All servants who chose to stay past the 7th year, they had their ears bored. They chose to stay with their master. We'll go back in the 50th year. So we learn about the rest for the land, freedom for all. And it's about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, really. It reminds us that there is a Borei Olam. We can work as much as we want, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want something to be successful, will not be successful. Every 7 days, we rest. Every 7 years, we rest in the land, rest. Every 7 times 7, Yovel, once again, rest. The parasha begins, Perchav Hei Pasuk Aleph, Ede Barashah Mamosha Bahar Sinai Limur. Shem spoke to Moshe on the Mount of Sinai, saying, Deber al B'nei Yisrael, V'amartelem, Kisavau al Aretz Asher Ani Nosim Lachem, V'shav Sarat Shabbat LaHashem. And speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come to the land that I give you, and the land shall have a cessation for God, something I stress all the time, Shin Beis Tav. The root word Shabbat means to cease, to stop, cessation. We translate it as rest, but that's only because when we cease being involved with the world, we have a rest Hashem. V'shavta ha'aretz shabbat la'Hashem. The land shall have a cessation, a rest for God. Sheishanim tizrasadecha. For 6 years, you may sow your seed in your field, and for 6 years, you can prune in your vineyard, and for 6 years, you can gather in other crops. U'bashana ha'shvis. But in the 7th year, shabbat shabbaton, yehel aretz shabbat la'Hashem. Just like the Shabbos, the weekly Shabbos is described as a shabbat la'Hashem, so too Shemitah, the annual cycle of 7 is described as a rest and a cessation, a holiness to God. During this year, the Shemitah year, the world, the field cannot be worked, it cannot be sown, and the vineyard cannot be pruned, and it will be a Shabbat la'aretz, lechem la'achel, a cessation, a rest for the land, for you, for eating, for you and your servants, your manservants, your maidservants, your hired worker, the one who resides with you, for your animals, for the beast of the field, all of the produce shall be. So everything becomes hefker. Whatever's in the field is anybody. So you are entitled to pick, I don't know, the Jaff oranges that grew in the field, but so are the animals, and so is your neighbor, and so is your worker, and anyone else who wants to pick. V'safar to the chashav shabbasu shanim shava shanim shava pa'amim v'ha. When you count 7 Shemitah cycles, 7 times, what will it be? Vavarta shofar trua b'chodesh ha-shvi b'asol ha-chodesh on Yom Kippur. In the Yovel year, we blow the shofar b'yam ha-kippurim tavu shofar b'chol ha-artzachem v'kidash d'mashnas ha-chemishim shana across from Dwar ba-artz ha-chol yoshva Yovel hi. So in the 50th year, after 7 Shemitah cycles, 7 times 7, you shall sanctify the 50th year. You shall proclaim freedom throughout the land. Targum unkos, what's across from Dwar? Targum unkos, V'sakun Cherusa, declare Cherus throughout the land for all of its inhabitants. The Pasuk tells us, I'm skipping a little bit ahead, that's basically a brief introduction of the Pshat to the Pesukim, but I want to skip ahead, and the Pesukim tells us something very, very interesting. I'm in Perichav Hei Pasuk Yod Tes, okay? Actually, let's go back one. Perichav Hei Pasuk Girchas. V'asisim es chukosai v'es mishpatai tishmeru v'asisim osam v'yishavtam al'arts levetach. Hashem says, if you guard my statutes and my commandments to guard them in order to do, you will dwell in the land securely. Pasuk Yitas. V'nasna ha'arets piria. The land will give its fruit. V'achaltam asova. You will eat for satiation. V'yishavtam levetach ala. You will dwell securely upon the land. Pasuk Chaf. Chapter 25, verse 20. V'chi tomru manocha bashan ha'shvi'is. Now, you might say, what are we going to eat in the 7th year? Hey, lon nizra, v'lo nesav, est v'asenu. We're not allowed to sow, we're not allowed to seed, we're not allowed to hoe, we're not allowed to farm, we're not allowed to gather our crops. What are we going to eat? Manocha b'shana shvi'is. Ah, pasur chaval, v'tzivisi es berchasi. I will command my blessing, lachem, to you, b'shana shishis, in the 6th year, v'asas. I will bless the earth. I will bless the land of Israel, God says. So if you say, what shall we eat in the 7th year? We're not allowed to do any work in the field. What are we going to eat? So Hashem says, don't worry. If you have been, if you're even living in Eretz Yisrael, Sheichem, or have toured the land of Israel 2 years ago, we were zocha to be there for Chag HaPesach, a tremendous chus, and it was the Shemitah year. 5782. And the Shemitah farmers have beautiful signs. And what do they say? V'tzivisi es birchasi. Kan shomim Shemitah. V'tzivisi es birchasi. I'm sure many of you know what I'm referring to. So Hashem says, I will command my blessing in the sixth year. And therefore the land will give produce for 3 years. Why 3 years? Because you need to eat something in the sixth year. You need to eat something in the seventh year, and then year eight, which is really year one. What are you going to eat? You haven't farmed for 2 years. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, there will be food for 3 years. Okay, I want to quote, so it's very interesting. The Torah tells us that the person might ask a question. I want to quote from Rav Yaakov Bender, Shlita Rosh Hashiva Vishiva Darchei Torah, in his Sefer Rav Yaakov Bender on Chumash, Volume 1. There is a famous kushya, a famous question asked in the Noam Elimelech as to why the Torah presents the idea in a strangely roundabout way. Why suggest people will question and then offer an answer? Instead of simply saying Hashem will provide an extra measure of bracha. In other words, the Noam Elimelech says it's quoted by Rav Yaakov Bender. Why do you have to say somebody will say, what will I eat in the seventh year? Just say, don't worry about the seventh year. I'll command my blessing. You'll have food for 3 years, six, seven, and eight. And by the way, in the Yovel year, you need your food for 4 years, year 48, 49, which is Shemisha, 50, which is Yovel, year one, which is the whole beginning. So why can't the Torah just say at the conclusion of telling us about Shemitah and Yovel not to worry? It doesn't even have to say don't worry. It could just say v'tzivisi es birchasi. I will command my blessing for you in the sixth year, and the land will give produce for 3 years. Why does it have to say people are going to question? V'chisomru, unless you say manocha b'shana shvis. Rav Yaakov Bender says there's a tremendous lesson being taught here. Shemitah is a nisayon. It's a test of faith. And the Gemara praises the strength of the farmers who, after 6 years of toil and single-minded focus, turn their backs on their fields. They let them lie forsaken in the hands of Hashem. Then every seventh Shemitah in the cycle, there's an added year, the Yovel. The farmer now has to wait another year. The field into which he invested such energy and heart lies fallow. It's overgrown. It's overrun. One of the things we did when we were in Eretz Yisrael, Pasach 5782, 2 years ago, one of the most amazing things we did on the trip is we went to a Shemitah farm. We met with a farmer in the north. As I'm speaking to you, I see him in my mind's eye. He had pecan trees and lemons and grapefruits and oranges. And we went to tour his farm, and it was in the north. It was in the foothills of, it was like the Golan Heights were in the background. It was just incredible. It was really one of the most amazing things that we did there, just to see his amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to see how his love of the land and to see how overgrown it was and nothing was being caught. It was an amazing, amazing experience. Really, it's such a true courage, true gibracha. It's one thing. We put down our tools of trade for 1 day a week. Okay, so 1 day a week. That wasn't easy either at the turn of the 1900s, the last century. The Jews came from Europe and they mamash didn't have food. If you didn't work on Shabbos, there was no parnasa. Today we live in a time and we have an abundance. I don't know that, maybe some of my listeners, I'm not sure. I think for most of us, we're not actually afraid if we don't work on Shabbos, we're not going to have food on Sunday. At one point in time in our history, probably more points in time, it was an issue for us today. Baruch Hashem, I don't believe it is for most of us. For some, maybe. Shemitah is an entire year. Why does the Torah state that the farmers might ask a question? And Rabbi Yaakov Bender says the Torah is saying it's okay to ask. Very novel idea here. It's okay to ask. It's okay to sometimes express worry and fear. What will we eat? What will be? How will we manage? The Ribbono Shel Olam answers, but the Torah is letting us know that the question is in place. Rav Yaakov Bender says, in many homes, children are protected from harsher realities of life. Maybe they're assured everything is great. And he gives an example of COVID. Over the months of the COVID-19 pandemic, it was impossible to shield our children from harsh realities of life. Children were very much a part of every conversation and deliberation. They heard doubt, they felt worry, they felt uncertainty. And they wondered, is it okay to complain? Can we express frustration and anxiety? The answer is resounding yes. Can we imagine, he says, what it was like for young children out of school for so many months, shuttled here and there, lockdown, quarantine, no regular schedule. Quote, says Rav Yaakov Bender, we cannot always make the situation perfect for our children, but we can reassure them within the challenge. We can let them know we share what they're feeling. We can validate their feelings and we can reassure them. And then Rav Yaakov Bender says, we know it's not just children who have questions. Adults also need to unburden themselves sometimes. Sometimes we also need to krecht. Sometimes we need to deprive someone of, and we cannot deprive someone of the chance of expressing their concerns. Yaakov Bender is saying, based on the question of the Noach Elimelech, we learn something very important here. The Torah is telling us we're human beings. We have concerns. Sometimes we look at the world and we're unsure what's going to happen, what will be, how will we survive, how are we going to get through this? So the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch says, I promise I'll take care of you. And this has a very, very strong lesson and message, and I think that this is relevant in a great heightened sense since Simchas Torah, 5784, October 7th. It's pretty much impossible for anybody to be shielded from what is happening in the world. From the massacre, Hashem Yukom Damam Tohor Mikdoshim Shemasu Nafshim HaKadosh Hashem of October 7th. The subsequent war, the hundreds of soldiers, Hashem Yukom Damam, who have lost their lives. The hostages at the time of this recording, there are still 134 hostages being held. Hashem Yerachim Aleinu. Some Neshamos have ascended, but their bodies are still being held. It's very hard. Even to shield the children, it's very hard. And it's not only children who say, Manocha B'Shana Shvi'is. It's not only children who say, how are we going to get through this? What's going to happen? What's the future going to be? When is the Galus going to end? We have questions. We have questions. But the Torah says we also have answers. If you're worried, I understand you're a human being. The Torah is not given to the Malachim. From their vantage point, everything makes perfect sense. So the Malachim don't have any questions. We're not at that vantage point. We're at the vantage point where sometimes we say proverbially, Manocha B'Shana Shvi'is. In other words, that question can be the question of different situations in our life. And a person's feelings need to be validated, particularly when it comes to children, when it comes to our students, when it comes to someone who needs to unburden themselves. We might not always have all the answers, but a human being sometimes wonders. But the answer lies in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's next words. V'tzi v'tzi es b'rchasi l'cham b'shana shishis v'asisa es ha'tfu v'asisa v'asis es ha'tfu l'shalosh hashanim. Okay, and this is proverbial again. In regard to the Shemitah, yes, Hashem will provide for 3 years. And in regard to the other situations in life, whether it's the COVID pandemic or today, so much of our focus, so much of our attention is on the matzav of not only in Eretz Yisrael Medina Yisrael, but for Jews around the world. And the situation as I'm recording this, as the protests, I'm not sure what to call them, the violence, the horrific anti-Semitism on campuses, not only across America, but across the world, is exploding. And we sometimes have questions. And Kosh Baruch says, I validate that you have questions because you're human beings. However, I'm telling you that I will command my blessing. I will command my blessing. Speak, says Rav Yaakov Bender, speak to parents, speak to friends, speak to Rebbeim, speak to teachers, and most of all, let our questions go to the Ribono Shel Olam, who cherishes each word that we utter to him. We should tell him what's bothering us. Tell him what's bothering your friends as well. In the parsha of Shemitah, a mitzvah based on Emunah, we learn that it's all right to share. Again, the question of why we can't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are no answers to why, but what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to do? Who can I turn to help, for help? Where shall I go from here? How can I grow from this situation? What can I learn from this? Oh, so we ask, and the ultimate answer, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will guide us as he provides for the Shemitah farmers, for those who let the land lay fallow, according to the Mitzvah D'Oraisa, he will provide for them. And yes, sometimes human being wonders because we're not Malachim and we're not in the realm where everything is clear. Salvatrix says in his Kodo Dido Fake, his beautiful masterful, the voice of my beloved Nach, that he composed in 1956, 8 years after the establishment of the State of Israel. The Rav says that this world is like looking at the back of a rug. It's towards the beginning of Kodo Dido Fake, his beautiful essay. It's like looking at the back of a rug. We see all the knots, we see the twists, we see the hanging threads, and we think to ourselves, what kind of artist made this? It's so bumpy, it's so messy, the plan doesn't make any sense. When you look at the friend, the rag, and the tapestry so beautiful, you think, wow, there's no artist like Hashem. In Sur Kalokenu, in Sayar Kalokenu. This world is the back of the rug. The next world, on Meves Hashem, is the front of the rug. We'd have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the questions, the reassurances we need should be clear to us as we see Hashem's hand clearly revealed that Tzivisi, Esper Chasi, our Nishonis will fall away, but as Hashem, with the coming of the B'ez Kol Tzedek, when everything will make sense. I wish you a beautiful day, and Bezor Hashem Shabbat Shalom. Thank you. Kol Tov to all.